Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome to the all right, welcome to the show here on WBEN. Ooh, Guatemala, climate and empowering women discussed. Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, soon to be the President of the United States. I feel in such good hands. Anyway, empowering women seems a little stupid. It seems a little like, hey, I'm second in command of the country, and I'm going to be the president soon, but I really don't think women have been empowered. I'm sorry, really? Okay, tell it to somebody who actually believes that crap. Now, this is, actually, I got a text message here from Taria Parsonen from WNY Students First. Now, this is not what she has written. This is somebody named Maria. I am furious. I just had to go pick up my daughter, who is a severe asthmatic. They were on a third floor classroom. No fans, no air conditioning, of course. The teacher was unmasked because she said she was 6 feet apart. My daughter felt so sick to her stomach, she couldn't breathe, full panic attack, almost passed out. She texted me to come get her. I immediately called the superintendent. He, of course, was in meetings. His secretary tells me to talk to the nurse. Buck passing at its finest. The nurse was very sweet and said, yes, this is crazy. These masks need to end. I'm livid, to say the least. I'm speaking to their doctor about a medical exemption for at least two of mine that have asthma, but feel this is so unfair for the other kids dying of heat in masks. I'm so mad. Why can teachers take masks off and have drinks, but our kids can't? Update. I can't make this up. I am now on my way to the hospital with child number two, my second child with asthma that was playing football outside with a mask, is now on his way to the hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't make this up if I wanted to. I mean, this is like some kind of a grotesque comedy. Just when I think I'm leaving an issue behind, I have to revisit the issue. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to throw out a whole bunch of things and take your call on one or maybe two of the things that I am going to bring up. Number one, we talked about it the first part of the show. Do you have for me a mask horror story involving your kid at school today? I mean, this is as bad as it gets. Mother has to pick up daughter because daughter has asthma and a panic attack. Then mother has to pick up son outside playing football wearing a mask. How stupid! How unnecessary! How illogical and unscientific can we be? But if you have a mask horror story, I
talk to your friend Stewie.
I'm the guy you want to talk to about that. Number two, despite the fact it's so dangerous it's like being bit by a rattlesnake, just being anywhere near the Skyway. Higgins and Kennedy now say that, it's still unsafe. Don't misunderstand. It's still unsafe. But we're going to hold off until there's alternate traffic plans in place. Might take 10 to 15 years. Hey, Brian, in 10 to 15 years, because of everybody leaving this area, you might be a congressman without a seat. Just saying. You may very well be gerrymandered out of a seat. So I don't know that I'm going to worry about the next 10 to 15 years of Brian Higgins or Tim Kennedy, for that matter. But this really angers me, because I don't feel like being jerked around anymore on this Skyway issue. And frankly, to me, it was like something out of the seventh circle of hell, because you can't keep changing the game with the Skyway. Because if you remember, it was going to be a recreation. We're going to leave part of it up. It's an eyesore and it's unsafe, but we're going to leave part of it up so people can recreate on it. It might be an eyesore and unsafe, but we're gonna let people walk around on it. Of course, they might not have considered the possibility of suicide, which anytime you've got a tall enough structure, people try to kill themselves from it. It happens. Sunshine Skyway Bridge, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, a well-known haven for suicide. But anyway, are you happy or are you miserable that Brian Higgins and Tim Kennedy, it looks like it's going to be a while, maybe more than a week, before we have another press conference on how badly the Skyway needs to come down? Do you realize all the shows I did on the Skyway, not one of you in this audience called in to say, you know, Tom, I really agree with Brian Higgins. Biggest problem in Western New York, it's the Skyway. It's got to come down. It's ugly. It's hideous. Quite the contrary. People who called in to this show and the others I heard here on the radio station said almost, well, with unanimity, as far as I heard, that the Skyway was a much-needed transportation route and that tearing it down would be absolute lunacy. But we're known for absolute lunacy in this area when it comes to how we run things. Second only to perhaps Niagara Falls, New York, in terms of overall lunacy. But again, there may be something in the water. I'm not sure. So, number one, do you have a horror story about your kid and masks? Number two, the Skyway. Yeah, I know. I've talked about it once or twice. The Skyway. What do you make of the decision that they're going to take their foot off the gas, they being Higgins and Kennedy, as far as tearing down the Skyway? I'm sorry, but a more phony proposition has never been put to the people of Western New York in the history of this land, in the history of this area. You just can't say one week it's a recreation haven, then the next week it's falling down around us. You can't do it and have any credibility whatsoever. And nobody wanted this to happen in the real world. This was something that was pushed on people from the top down. And it was, to me, the whole thing was absolutely insane. Let me shoot a topic at you that I haven't really done. And that is, this is topic number three by my count. Do you want the border open? Yes or no? And apparently the Ontario COVID number is under 600. Am I reading that statistic right? Under 600? Well, Toronto, Ontario is a very populous province. So if you've got under 600 people with COVID in Ontario now, I don't understand why you are under any restrictions. And as far as I'm concerned, based on COVID, you guys can come back. As far as tipping, you need to reassess your priorities. You know, I'm just putting it out there. Always got to look out for the servers and bartenders. You know, got to look out for these people because they look out for us. And all right, so those are the three things. Is it time to reopen the border? Why or why not? What are you looking forward to as far as the border reopening? Do you have a mask horror story? You and your kids, mask horror story. And is it a great day or a horrible day that Higgins and Kennedy are going to take their foot off the gas? I guess that's the best way to put it, in their desire their demonic desire to destroy the Skyway. I think I almost said the Peace Bridge. Yeah, that can come down to, why not? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Tom in Hamburg. Tom, you're on. Hello.
Yes, Tom, congratulations on the Skyway.
Don't congratulate me. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, there was a lot of people that did, and finally they got their heads together and came up with it. But if Cuomo gets wind of it, he's going to do it out of spite.
Well, that very well might be, but at least Higgins and Kennedy have taken their foot off the gas on this, about the best way I can describe it.
Yes.
But they are absolutely unapologetic about citing the safety issues, alleged safety issues.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say it's not going to go through, and I'm happy as happy can be. Thank
you. All right, well, thank you. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, look, as far as the Skyway goes, it's not really a personal thing to me because I don't use it that often. When I went to the South Towns over the weekend, down to Chicks, which sounds like a strip club, but it's not. It most certainly is anything but a strip club. I took the 90. I didn't go over the Skyway at all. Skyway is not actually convenient to where I live and where I want to go typically. So it's not something where I want the Skyway up out of my own selfish motivations and foolish desires. It has everything to do with the people I do know in the South Towns, particularly Hamburg, who use the Skyway quite a bit. But the story is on WBEN.com, all right, and you can read it for yourself. And I want your thoughts on, again, the best way I can describe it is Higgins and Kennedy are not pedal to the metal anymore on taking down the Skyway. That's number one. Number two, it was a hot day today. Your kids had to wear masks in school. How did they do? Maybe they did fine. Maybe you've got a horror story. I would like to know. And one of the topics that I have not done before, like ever, is reopening the border. Is it time to reopen the border? And put us in the picture, those of you who have close family in Canada, all right? I've got a lot of relatives in Canada that I don't even know. I don't know. But I have a lot of relatives in Canada, usually I think in Quebec, I'm sorry to say. But what has it been like with relationships? What has it been like with your mom or dad? Or as you would say in Canada, I guess, mum or pop. It's like, why Canadians have this fascination with bum instead of butt? I don't know. But that's anytime a woman says, oh, fell on my bum, Canadian. I mean, that's Canadian talk. So should the border be reopened? If you have a business locally, what percentage of your business would be Canadian? The case number under 600 in Ontario for the first time. So that sounds to me, given the population of the province, that things are in check. And I don't understand what regulations or rules you guys are still under, or for that matter, why. So I have three primo topics for you today. I feel like I'm hustling at a carnival. I'm sorry, looking at the clock and I totally forgot. What, do these topics suck? I mean, I'm just wondering here. Are these topics just horrible? What am I doing wrong? I got to be doing something wrong here, Pasquale. Nobody has a mask horror story like what I'm reading online. Really? I have a hard time believing that. I've got nobody listening in Canada who wants to come to the United States. I mean, I can talk porn if you want.
I actually went to the Blue Jays game yesterday, and I burped into my mask, and that was very, very awful.
What were you eating is the big question.
I think it was from the Tito's and the other stuff I consumed on Saturday night.
Oh, okay. So, okay, well, there's my fifth question, actually. What have you burped into your mask that made you want to puke? See, I got no issue with these topics. I think they're great topics. The first of which is, do you have a mask horror story? The Skyway, are you glad that it's not going to come tumbling down anytime real soon? I think this is a huge victory for people in the South Towns. And should the border, see, this should, that should be a goldmine right there. Should the border be reopened? And will the circle be unbroken? I'm just wondering. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So there's also, there are a few more things that I actually can get to. But what I want to do, see, it's not fair if I put you, I mean, tell you what, if you call now, it's doing you a disservice because you're going to be on hold forever during the news break and everything. So don't call now. If you want, I mean, what am I trying to say? Don't call now if you can't stay on hold for like an hour. I mean for like 7 minutes. But as we start getting to 4:35 and that, then you go ahead and let her rip with calls, because then we'll stack them up, and then the more people I've got, the less you have to hear me talk. But where my head is right now is, do you have mask horror stories involving your kids? Are you happy that the Skyway, at least for the foreseeable future, may be off of the Exocet missiles of Brian Higgins and Tim Kennedy? And should we reopen the border with Canada? I think that Ontario people are okay, but I think we need to keep Quebec people from coming in. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there for your consideration. All right. So we will break. We've got the news. I'm allowed to have fun. Okay, Pasquale, if I never hear or play this song again, life is going to be much better. So just get it out, eliminate it, destroy it. Get it off the internet, all right?
I'm doing it for our neighbors up north.
Yeah, I know. I understand, but no, I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't. It is, I mean, play Bachman Turner Overdrive or something. Anyway, welcome. It is 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly, and I got a few things on the agenda. Number one, do you have a mask horror story involving your kids being back at school? I read one earlier. Number two, is it time to reopen the border with Canada, and why? And by the way, all this talk about a unilateral reopening, if you have a border with another country, how can you just say, we're going to open it? Because that just seems kind of stupid. I mean, if you have a border, that by definition means you've got two parties who have to make an agreement. You can't just say, we're unilaterally opening it up. I don't get it. I mean, they're going to have to pay a toll in Canada, right? I mean, I'm color me confused. I am very, very confused by it. Or are they going to pay the toll in the U.S.? I forgot actually how that works. It's been so long. Anyway, the other thing is that is on my agenda. I hate to even say the word, but Skyway. Brian Higgins and Tim Kennedy, my take on this is they felt the heat from you guys. They realized they were selling you a bill of goods and are now backtracking from tearing down the Skyway, at least anytime soon. And I'm sorry, 10 to 15 years in politics, Brian Higgins might not have a seat left. I mean, Tim Kennedy could be whatever. I said it then, I'll say it again. There's something about that story that stank to high heaven. Because in a nutshell, you don't tell people one minute that you want them to crawl on something and recreate, and the next minute it's virtually falling down around your head. That doesn't make any sense. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, let's get to the calls here, and it is Elizabeth. Elizabeth in Hamburg, you're on WBEN. What do you have?
Hi. Earlier in the day this morning, when my son found out that he still had to wear a mask to school,
yes,
down and started crying because it's hot. He is a type 1 diabetic, so he already deals with a lot of other issues. And I took a picture of him crying, and I posted it on an unofficial district webpage. The amount of attacks that I received for posting his picture and saying that these masks need to go, that they're borderline abusive, was astounding.
Screw those people. They're a bunch of whiners, and they should really go somewhere else to live.
I was called a bad parent. I was called a bad citizen. They said that I had no respect for authority, that I'm teaching that to my child. And how dare I take a picture of him when he is emotionally upset that I am causing him emotional pain and suffering.
And how did you respond? Because I would probably respond by telling them to commit a physically difficult act.
Well, to avoid getting kicked off the page, I didn't exactly say that. But I tried to explain that I am advocating for my child, which is my right, and my child's feelings are legitimate. They are what they are. And then the response was that, you know, one mother chimed in and said that she teaches her children to follow all rules and regulations because that's what a good citizen and a good parent does.
Oh, yeah.
Dare I?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you know, the funny thing is that this virus and people's response to it has really illustrated who the sheep are in this country, because these mask lovers are absolute ignoramuses who don't know what they're talking about. They think they know the science, but they don't know the science. And the CDC, just another fraudulent organization. I mean, the director of the CDC, impending doom is what I feel about COVID. And then they say, yeah, the masks. Yeah, forget about the masks. Come on. Look, you are advocating for your child. And have you told these idiots that if you follow the science, there's a 1 in a million chance they're going to win the lottery tonight? And there's also a 1 in a million chance their kid's going to die from COVID.
100%. I'm also part of the lawsuit that's fighting the mask mandates for our children. And the response and the nastiness and the vitriol was so shocking to me that I'm almost embarrassed to be from this district. And it was very eye-opening how other parents in this district feel.
All right, if you're a parent in Hamburg who got all over Elizabeth for posting the picture of her crying kid, explain yourself. Explain yourself. Why would you get all over a parent for raising her kid? And by the way, if your kid's wearing a mask and you believe in masks, why should you give a damn whether Elizabeth's kid is wearing a mask? And if you're going to say, well, I don't want my baby to come back and bring COVID home to me, why didn't you get a vaccine? That's on you, you morons.
Absolutely. It was embarrassing for them. I'm embarrassed for them. I left the page and I know who the parents are, and we will not be friends in the future.
Well, okay. These people were supposedly your friends?
No. I mean, if my children talk about their children or something like that.
Okay.
Or something like that.
I mean, again, I am so frustrated right now because all we've been told is follow the science. And one thing that is unimpeachable as a statement, the CDC got so much wrong, it has zero credibility. Zero credibility. And the biggest thing,
much more,
lying to us about the origins of COVID, avian spread. I repeated the lie because at one point I trusted CDC. They know more than I do. There's doctors and stuff. Well, guess what? The people who said it was man-made in China, they were right after they got booted off of social media platforms. I mean, this propagandizing of people, the American people are so stupid, it makes me want to puke. Too many American people are stupid.
I even pointed out that if everybody followed the rules and didn't question abuse of power and abuse of authority, we wouldn't be here today. Our ancestors did that, didn't they?
Yes. Well, you know, I fight authority, but authority always wins. I can't speak for everybody. But, yeah, these people, they are true authoritarians. And there's a book you've got to read. It's It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis. And basically, it mocks the idea that America is some haven of super smart people who resent an all-encompassing government. It was written back during the rise of the totalitarians. And the bottom line was the American people are just as stupid as the Germans were in the 30s, just as stupid as the Russians were in the teens and 20s of the last century. and just as susceptible to groupthink and authoritarian regimes.
It is frightening, frightening to the bone how these parents are okay with just these egregious mandates, these arbitrary rules that come and go, that make no sense, not based on anything, and they're just happy to go along to get along.
Well, I got nothing good I can say. Nothing good can come of anything I would say. I've already expressed myself on this. I'm sorry that you are running into that. But then again, I mean, look, I'm the guy. I laugh my ass off driving home and seeing these kids on Maple Road walking alone with a mask on in 85-degree heat. I think I'm just going to start yelling, moron, at them.
Oh, absolutely. Somebody has to. It's just gotten to the point where if their parents can't protect them, maybe society has.
I'm talking about college-age kids. They're probably going to medical school.
Ugh.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. The older I get, I just cannot tolerate foolishness. I mean, I can't. You know what? I can tolerate incompetence. Like if you said, Tom, I need you to define this word, or I'd like you to explain something about Henry V. Okay, that's not stupid, but stupidness and foolishness, foolhardiness is, well, the government today says this, so I'm going to follow what the government says today so I can be cooperative with the government. Even though the government's going to change its mind tomorrow, that's what is known as arbitrary and capricious. And if you actually believe in following arbitrary and capricious laws, shame on you. That is an un-American way of doing things. We're supposed to be a nation of laws, not a nation of insane mandates that have no bearing on reality whatsoever. And if you still trust the CDC, that's your problem. That's a you issue. That's not a me issue. These are the people who said an N95 mask is what you need. Oh, no, now we want you to wear masks. Oh, no, now you can discard your masks. Stupid. I feel impending doom, says the director of the CDC. Really? Where is it? Because the rates are way down. I agree with everything that last caller said, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that nonsense. All right, let's go to next caller. Not that one. Here's Stan in Port Colborne on WBEN. Stan.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bowerly.
Yep.
A couple things here. I'm married to a beautiful girl from South Buffalo for the last 42 years.
Yes.
She can't get over the border to go see her family. It's sickening.
Now, could she have gotten out of Ontario if she had quarantined for a specified amount of time in the United States? Or was the quarantining only something she'd have to do going back to her dear husband in Port Colborne?
It's the one coming back here, 14 days. So she's still working, so she'd have to take, like, 3 weeks vacation to go there for a week and to come back here. But, you know, you were actually talking about stupid. Well, you haven't seen nothing stupider than the guy we got running our country. That's stupid.
Well, again, if the United States had some genius major, the guy running our country, I mean, I think he's half a tomato, to be honest with you.
I wish we had that guy you let go running our country.
Well, we didn't let him go. I think the election was stolen. Sorry, just my opinion. I believe it was a stolen election that is based upon conversations with people I know who understand computers and who analyze the data dumps. And why it hasn't been proven in court, I do not know. I know that John Roberts is a cowardly Supreme Court Chief Justice, and he didn't want to have anything to do with saying, yep, that was a stolen election. Trump's still president.
I know. I can't believe it. But isn't it a shame that we can't go over? I've been a Bills season ticket holder for 40 years. Look what I missed last year. But it was COVID last year. But now I can't even. I'm scared we're not going to be able to get over in September.
Okay, well, what are you hearing on your side of the river? Or would that be the lake? Port Colborne be the lake, actually. What are you hearing about when things are going to reopen?
We're hearing everything. Our Ontario premier is supposed to do some kind of speech tomorrow at 1 o'clock, but that's just for opening the restaurants. we're still at that point over here.
That's absurd. You've got fewer than 600 new cases, right?
Right.
Okay, hold on if you want to add to that. All right, I think you know what we are talking about. I will restate the topics after the news at 5, but if you already know what we're talking about, you want to get in early and hold on for a while, that's cool as well. Or you can just call in at like 5 minutes after 5, so I don't have to keep you on hold so long. I know that that's a problem. Here's Debbie in Colden on WBEN. Debbie, on opening the border, I don't have a horse in this race. What do you think? Tell me what they should do.
Well, they should first open it to families who are fully vaccinated. There is no reason based on science, medicine, anything else, that families who have been separated for more than 15 months, and we're talking about husbands and wives, children, grandparents, and fully vaccinated people should be able to cross the border. And, of course, the big hindrance on the Canadian side is the 14-day quarantine, which they've made fully vaccinated Canadian snowbirds undergo, plus three tests.
That's insane.
And if you're fully vaccinated, that should not be.
No, it should not be. I mean, why get the vaccine? This is one of those things that it frustrates the hell when things don't make sense. And when people say they're following the science, but they're not, it drives me loony.
Exactly. And it's heartbreaking, the stories. And then another group who should be considered and should be able to cross the border are property owners on both sides, who are vaccinated. Well, there's no reason that they cannot, you know, again, they're not a danger to anybody. They're not a danger to themselves. So let them cross.
Well, at least not maybe in COVID. They're not a danger to themselves or anybody else. We can't speak for their overall mental health.
Well, but exactly. I mean, it is, and this is not 100%, but it's probably 80% on Canada, the situation we're in. So there's a whole group that's really pushing to get the U.S. land border opened on June 22nd, which is the day after this latest border closure extension expires.
You know, Debbie, I don't know if you want to hold on, but I've just got a horrible feeling that this is just going to be indefinite, 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 because every month they say, next month. Oh, nope, it'll be the next month after that. Nope, we've been hearing that for a year, literally a year. Hold on if you would like to add to your I think, right on thoughts. So first of all, you open it up for fully vaccinated families, then you open it up for fully vaccinated property owners. Like, hey, Canadians, if I came into your country, you'd have nothing to worry about from me, at least as far as COVID is concerned. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. But I won't wear a mask because I am fully vaccinated. The Excelsior Pass, the New York State Excelsior Pass, I signed up for that, and I had to sign up for it twice because they extended the duration of the Excelsior Pass. At first, my first pass died in October. Then I put my information in again last week, and it was good until April. So if you heard that it got extended, what you have to do is re-input your information. And I know some of you are thinking how stupid you are now being tracked by the state. Let's put it this way. If you've got a cell phone, you're already on the radar. If you got a cell phone, just use the word sheep farming in Bolivia. Just say sheep farming in Bolivia a million times when you think your phone is off. You're going to open up an ad. It's going to say, open a sheep ranch in Bolivia. Seriously, the beautiful Andes await you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.